Come behind the curtain and follow private investigator Sheila Wysocki for Season 6, Defamation or Truth, in the Matter of Christian Andriacchio.
Depositions provide valuable insight and often can reveal the truth hidden from the public eye. I have taken a deep dive into Jett Miller's deposition for the listeners to uncover the truth about Gunknight, Jett Miller, and Whitley Goodman. I always want to bring the listeners behind the scenes. Depositions can be hard to listen to, but they can reveal inconsistencies in witnesses' testimony. Lawyers often use depositions to cross-examine witnesses and verify their statements. By asking them a series of questions, lawyers can identify any inconsistency in the witness's testimony, which can help unravel the truth behind a lawsuit.
Have you ever seen any post on Facebook or Twitter by Todd Andriacchio?
On Twitter?
Or Facebook?
I don't guess so. Who knows? It could be a fake account, but not as his name, I don't reckon.
Okay. Are you aware whether Todd Andriacchio even has a Facebook or Twitter account?
No, I'm not. No, sir.
Have you seen anything that you attribute to Todd Andriacchio about you on social media?
I mean, if I ain't ever just seen his name and to him at me, and I've never seen a Facebook or Twitter with his name on there, so.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So do you have any knowledge, personal knowledge, as we sit here today, of anything you can point me to that you claim Todd Andriacchio wrongfully said or posted on Facebook or Twitter about you?
I mean, I'm sure he sat down with Ray and said some stuff, but, I mean.
You don't know that, though, do you?
No, sir.
That's speculation, isn't it?
Sure.
So tell me what facts you know of in answer to that question.
I mean, I guess there ain't none for him that I know of, but.
Okay.
Shit, he would fall in under race category, I guess.
Do you have any fake social media accounts?
No, sir.
Never have?
No, sir.
All right, I'm done almost, but I want to hang tight till I can talk to my folks, and then I'll come back.
We're at off the record, 238. We're now on the, back on the record. The time is approximately 256.
We're winding up. Work with me a little bit longer, okay?
Yes, sir.
Why are you and Zach Tabb no longer buddies?
We still are buddies.
I thought I wanted you to say you're no longer friends with him.
No, you just said you're running buddies. I said, yeah, used to. So I guess that's how you took it.
Okay. So y'all still close friends?
Yes, sir.
You talked to Zach about the events of February the 25th out at your house, and who shot and who didn't shoot.
What was the question?
Have you talked to Zach about that issue?
Before I have, yes.
And when did you talk to him about that?
This was, I guess, I'm not sure the date. It was when the podcast had come out, and it was probably towards the end when they played my episode, or when they played my recording toward the end. It's probably whenever I asked him.
Well, were y'all aware that each of you were being questioned by law enforcement back after Christian died?
Sure.
So you knew he was being interrogated or questioned, and he knew you were being questioned.
Right? When was he questioned?
Object to the time frame.
Well, whenever you gave the statement to the law enforcement folks was when? When did you talk to them?
Right after it.
Yeah. And didn't Zach do the same thing?
I want to say no.
You don't think they questioned him at that time frame?
No, sir.
So you remember you got questioned pretty close after Christian died, right?
Me and Matt did, yes. Not Zach.
We read briefly from Officer Arrington's statement. Now, I should have written it down. Remember you reading that where they Officer Arrington interviewed Zach?
Yes, sir.
And you think that was at a different time than when you were interviewed?
For sure, because at the time, they didn't know that Zach was there, from my understanding. I think that was when it was halfway through, or when a couple was on and they come to his work. That's when that was, here recently.
Okay. Well, I'll come back to it.
But, I'm not sure.
Did he tell you that he'd given a statement to law enforcement?
He did.
Did he tell you what he told him?
No, sir.
Well, he gave a statement on January the 20th of 2017, according to document number 00124 of the Attorney General.
So 2 years after, three years after.
And you say you gave your statement shortly after everything occurred, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what did Zach tell you that he told Officer Arrington in January of 2017?
I don't remember him telling me anything he said.
Y'all didn't talk about what you might have gotten asked when you got questioned, and he didn't talk to you about what he got asked?
I don't recall to this day. I do not remember.
Do you remember him telling you that he told the officer that he didn't remember Whitley shooting the gun?
I don't remember that, no sir.
Well, when you read this Attorney General's record that you told me you read, did you call him up and say, hey, I just read that you said this about Whitley and that's not right. What happened? Did you ask him about that?
No, sir.
You just let it go?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I guess so.
To this day, have you asked Zach why he told the officer that she didn't shoot the gun? If, in fact, you say she did?
Ask and answer.
I hadn't just asked him why he lied to the officers, no, sir.
So you think he was lying?
Of course.
Okay. Same for Matt?
Yes, sir.
To your knowledge, are Matt and or Zach in any way contemplating filing a lawsuit against anybody for what might have been said or not said about them?
No, sir.
So you're the only one of those three that has an interest in a lawsuit at this time, as far as you know?
As far as I know, yes, sir.
Can you tell me that you've ever read anything that you attribute to Ray Andracchio about you personally that alleged that you were a murderer or that you killed anybody?
Can you ask that again?
Can you tell me that you've ever read or seen anything that you attribute to Ray Andracchio personally that she wrote?
That she wrote or I wrote?
That she wrote.
Of course.
That says anything to the effect that she called you killer or murderer or anything else like that. You're saying you've seen that?
Quite a few times, yes, sir.
Okay. And whatever you say that she's said or written, as far as you know, you've provided that to your lawyer or it's been attached to the lawsuit or whatever, right?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything I've asked you today that, thinking back on your answer or question, you want to alter or change your answer?
Um, maybe the time frame of when I talked to my mom. I said it was probably like 3 or 4. It was probably later in the afternoon than that.
It was later in the afternoon probably when like, Christian died.
Probably like around 8-ish. Yes, sir.
So let's go back over that.
Yes, sir.
So you're saying you learned from your mom about Christian's death.
Correct.
Not at 3 in the afternoon, but 8 o'clock in the evening.
Yes, sir.
So then your testimony would be that up until 8 o'clock on February the 26th of 2014, you were not aware that Christian Andriacchio was deceased.
From what I remember, yes, sir.
Well, that's why I'm asking you. I want you to tell me what you remember, and you're telling me now that you've thought about it, you want to change your answer to that
time frame
rather than the 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes, sir.
And you've thought about that.
Yes, sir.
And you're sure now and confident that it was 8 o'clock when your mom called you to tell you about Christian, not 3 o'clock.
Correct.
Nobody else communicated with you before 8 o'clock to tell you that Christian was deceased, correct?
Yes, sir. That's who told me.
All right. That's all I got.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We're now on the record, and the time is 3:16.
Mr. Miller, my name is Matt Wilson, and I represent Alexandriacchio. And you've been here, sitting here since about 9 o'clock today, and I won't keep you any longer than I have to keep you, but I have some follow-up questions based mainly on what I've heard just a moment ago. Now, you mentioned in your previous testimony that you didn't think you were an addict. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But have you ever... Let's talk about the drugs you've used over the course of your life. By the way, how old are you? You've said this probably before. You're 26?
30.
You're 30.
Yes, sir.
And you were using drugs in high school, is that correct?
Sure, off and on, yes.
Off and on. So we're talking, what, 14, 15 years? 12, 13 years?
Sure.
Okay. So over the course of the last 12 or 13 years, let's go down the list of the drugs that you have used, okay? You mentioned that you have used marijuana, is that correct?
Correct.
Is it shake, bud, or trim?
Jack Pullman.
Never mind. Almost tracked out. But you have used marijuana, correct?
Sure.
Okay. And you have used, have you used methamphetamine?
Sure, yes, sir. Okay.
And have you used fentanyl?
Yes, sir.
What about cocaine? Have you ever used that?
I've tried it.
You've tried it?
Yes, sir.
Now, you said you didn't use heroin. You've never used heroin, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But, and what about prescription drugs? What prescription drugs have you taken, shall we say, without a doctor's prescription? Have you taken Xanax, for example?
A time or two. Yes, sir.
Okay. Describe how Xanax makes you feel when you take it.
I don't know. A lot of weight lifted off your shoulders, I don't know.
Okay. All right. And you said in your discovery that you were using Xanax the night of gun night and early in the morning. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, are you want to show you something real quick, and I found this just a minute ago. It's just... I'll let you see this real quick. It's just trying to show what the name, brand name versus the drug name is.
Aprilazam.
Aprilazam, you're familiar with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I didn't know what that word was until just then, okay? I have pulled up... Did you know that Aprilazam can cause anterior grade amnesia?
Well, object, you're asking for medical opinion.
Well, then let's look at the expert, the legal, I mean, the medical treatise here from Behavioral Neurology, Dr. Zadid Zadek Chowdhury, Mohammed Manzur Morshed, and Mohammed Shadbat Ben Sahid. Just look at the abstract. What's the first sentence that you read there? I'll read it and see if it's correct. It's the pronunciation.
I'm going to object to him reading from a document that was found on the internet. I've never seen this document. I don't know what it is. You're asking for medical opinion testimony. I'm going to instruct him not to answer the question.
Okay, well, I'll certify the question.
All right. I don't think you asked the question.
What is the question?
Oh, the question is... If does this not say that the drug Aprilazam causes anterior grade amnesia?
Same objection.
Okay, well then I'm going to certify that.
All right. You probably going to want to screenshot that and send it to Tammy with those doctors' names.
Okay, I will do that, along with the link. Now, let's go back to some of your testimony from today. So you were using marijuana on the night of gun night. You were but you did testify that you had been using marijuana that night, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you did testify that you had been drinking beer that night, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and yet you were still using handguns that night.
For sure.
Okay, now wouldn't you agree that marijuana, beer, and handguns are a pretty dangerous mix?
No,
sir.
So you feel perfectly safe firing guns with people who are high on marijuana and using drinking beer?
I don't know which people you're referring to, but sure.
Okay. You can recall exactly how many times each person fired that gun that night. Is that what I gathered you say earlier?
I didn't say exactly, but I said about, yeah.
Okay, all right. And it's your testimony that Whitley herself fired the gun that night.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Yeah. By the way, you had a conversation with counsel a while ago talking about gun residue.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you said that it is very easy to get gun residue on your hand when you're firing a gun, right?
Yes, sir.
In fact, you said that if you were to fire a gun and then shake my hand, I'd have gun residue on my hand.
Objective.
I mean, but isn't that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. With that as a predicate, does it not stand to reason that if a person washes their hands, that gun residue would disappear?
Objection. You're asking for expert testimony as to gun residue.
Well, I mean, he just testified earlier that he knows that gun residue can pass by shaking hands. I'm wondering... If it does not stand to reason, then it could also disappear by way of...
Who's to say it would disappear?
Don't answer the question until I'm done objecting.
Okay.
And I think I also objected to the prior question as it relates to gun residue, and I objected to the questions from prior counsel as it relates to gun residue.
Okay. Do you recall if she went to the bathroom any that night?
I do not remember.
Okay. How much an hour do you make on the pipeline? In general, how much have you made hourly on the pipeline?
In 2015, when I was on the pipeline,
well, you talked about earlier that you had tried to use, was it synthetic pee in a drug test? Is that right?
I tried, or I did.
Did you did use synthetic pee? Is that correct?
I did.
Okay. When was that? Was it what year? 2015. You said
correct.
Okay. How much were you making when you got that job?
About $1,200 a week.
$1,200 a week. And were you working about 60 hours a week?
Maybe a little less.
Maybe a little bit less. So translated in math, that's probably, what, $20, $25 an hour, something like that?
Half of it is in per diem, about $700 in per diem, so.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
But
respectable money.
Sure.
But not anywhere near the amount of money you're asking for in this lawsuit, correct?
Of course.
Okay. Well, you testified that you lied to keep a $1,200 a week job, right?
No.
Well, you lied in order to get a $1,200 a week job, didn't you?
I just said I lied the whole time to keep it.
Okay, but you lied in order to use synthetic pee to deceive your employer, didn't you?
I was asking.
Let me ask you this. Did you deceive your employer by using synthetic pee?
Objection. Asked and answered. Check the form.
Go ahead, answer.
No, sir.
You did not deceive your employer.
I didn't lie to him and tell him directly. No. However you want to look at it, sure.
Okay. And you did that for a $1,200 a week job.
If that's how you're looking at it, I guess so.
But you're telling me today that you're not lying at all about a $30 million lawsuit.
No, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
What else we got? Let's talk about my client for just a moment. Alexa, can you recall anything specifically that my client has said about you on Facebook or on any social media post?
She called me a rapist one night when I seen it, but she said a whole bunch of things. I don't lose sleep over anything she says, so.
Oh, so you weren't damaged then, were you?
I mean, yeah, but I don't damn go ball up in a ball and cry.
But you sued her for a bunch of money.
Correct.
Okay. So tell me how you were damaged by her words.
Well, it's just everybody's, not just hers.
Okay, so you can't really discern whether or not it's her words that damage you more than anyone else's.
Sure.
Okay. I tender the witness. Told y'all I'd be quick.
Off the record at 326.
Depositions are an essential part of any lawsuit. They can reveal inconsistencies in witness testimony, hidden evidence such as Zach Tabb not being mentioned to the police, and the true reason for a lawsuit. The truth about Jett Miller and Whitley Goodman's lawsuit was exposed. Who was behind it and the lengths that people would go to shut Ray, myself, and others up. The lawsuit has led to answers, new witnesses, and slowly, justice is being served for Ray and the Andriacchios.
If you know anything at all, call 1-888-599-0008 or email tips@SheilaWysocki.com.